Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Gerard Moore here on Friday, the 6th day of January. We have patient Wayne Greenham, my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer at Liberated Rocket Heaters. We manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke, rated by the EPA at 99.5% combustion efficient. It's an extraordinary product. Mine is going here just a few feet from me, keeping my home nice and cozy. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. You sound bright and chipper this morning, sir.
Well, it's finally getting over that, winter stuff, the nastiness that, I've been fighting for a couple of weeks now.
Absolutely. Just crud. Absolutely. Well, production continues at beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri, where our factory is located on Old Route 66. I like to point out when I'm taking a visitor for a ride down there on that road, I like to ride Old Route 66, especially on my motorcycle, that this was the highway. That two-lane highway was the highway between Chicago and Los Angeles. And it seems almost impossible to believe that now, that little two-lane country blacktop was the main highway, the only highway really between Chicago and Los Angeles, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But, if you're old enough, you remember what things were like. And if you're young enough, you probably find it impossible to imagine. But, it is what it is. And things were different. People were different. And, the only constant appears to be change. So,
right. Absolutely. Well, our factory was built in the early 1950s, originally to be a shoe factory, 29,000 square feet. And we're making good use of the space. It's nice to be not jammed up against the walls to be able to do what you want, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. It really is having the room, the freedom. I mean, last year we were, working out of, a tiny little 1,800 square foot pole barn. And it was quite tight. To be honest, it almost kind of reminded me of being on the submarine, where you just don't really have the room to do pretty much anything, and you constantly have to wait for people to move by. You've got to stop what you're doing to sort of let somebody else squeeze by, and it just becomes such a fact of life that you just stop thinking about it a large part of the time. But, that's the way things are. That's the way things were. And now that we've got the new shop, well, it's a whole new ball game. I mean, we've actually had, two forklifts passing each other in the middle of the aisles. And that's always a nice thing to.
So both forklifts are up and running now.
We've actually had the thing is, one of them's a stick shift and a manual, and they're, I'm not going to say any names, but there may be some guys that are not quite comfortable operating that unit. There is what it is. We also have our main forklift is sort of the big, nice automatic. Everything's smooth, and you can sort of like, it's got a clutch brake combo that you can sort of like ease on, and pretty much. Oh, it's nice. It's a dream. It's one we use for most of everything. But
it's well known that if you in law enforcement, if you want own a vehicle, if you want to own a vehicle, it won't be stolen. Have a manual transmission, because almost no car thieves know how to drive a automobile or a truck with a manual transmission. That's kind of a side note. We have stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment, don't we, sir?
I'm going in to sort of do that. We actually don't at the present second.
Really?
That is okay. Because I got them all shipped out. I've got a bunch more that are getting finished up, and I was watching them get finished up yesterday before I got distracted with some kind of paperwork or another, answering emails or troubleshooting. I forget exactly what it was that I was doing, but I was watching them go together, and I'm going in today to sort of put together the next batch of orders going out the door and make sure those get wrapped up nice and tight. I've got a couple of other orders. Some people have maybe reconsidered their purchase of the heater without the pellet hopper option.
Right.
And I've got to figure out a way to get some pellet hoppers out. And yeah, we've also San Azel sort of as well as that nasty like Arctic bomb that got dropped on us, interrupted some of our resupply. And we got that stuff in yesterday and the day before, and so we're sort of back up on the ropes and trying to box the way out. We'll get caught up in no time. I only think we've got, I don't know, less than 24 orders, and I've easily got that many heaters probably ready to. But I haven't counted because we ran out of paint, and we were still making heaters. Now that the paint's here, I'm not entirely sure how long it's going to take, but we should have pretty much like 50 heaters ready to rock and roll, in the next day or two. So,
well,
it'll be crazy.
Getting these things out the door is of course your job, and you're the glue that holds everything together, Brady, quite frankly. And we are taking orders now. Let's talk a little bit about the Liberator rocket heater. First of all, it's got a nice 16-inch diameter round flat top that you can heat water, cook a meal, make some baked goods, that's a nice feature that very few wood burning stoves have, isn't it?
I don't really look at our competition, and frankly most of them don't even compete with us. They don't compete with us in the numbers. They don't compete with us as far as the heat they put out. They don't compete with us as far as the efficiency of the burn, the heating values. Like they really don't. There's very few out there that actually compete with us, particularly in the kinds of things that the people that are actually looking at numbers actually care about, because there are the kind of people, most people are a little bit more normal. They, say, you know what? I don't care. I want something simple. I want something easy. I want something that's going to work in my home, for my home, the size of my home, the shape, however the airflow sort of goes.
Right.
And I don't want to have to mess with it. I want to buy something once and I want it to just work. And that's pretty much what we offer. And then you have a couple of people that, maybe they know something, maybe they only think they know something, but they'll get lost in the numbers. They'll be like, well, right, how many BTUs? How many does that? And it's just like, I don't really look at other heaters that if they're not even remotely in competition with us. And frankly, most of them are not.
Right.
I've got more important things to be doing, solving the supply problem, solving other challenges that come up in the shop. I got to figure out some time to get some IT stuff done because we got some new equipment and needs to get into the shop, as well as, wiring up some of the other machines. So, and then we've had some, employee issues, but it's not like issues with the employees. It's like, we just have a guy that's, he's getting ready to buy a home out here. So, trying to help him out with, some of those things. So,
Right. Well, there's always issues, and you have to be faster on your feet to keep up with everything, don't you, sir?
I don't worry. So things happen and you roll with the punches. And, I think that's one of the most valuable things I learned in special warfare is, not to worry because you can handle it, especially if you think ahead and prepare and get something like a Liberator rocket heater. You stop worrying about the winter.
Right. Exactly. It's very reassuring to have the Liberator rocket heater all set up here in my home. It's right next to my fireplace. The previous owner of this home had a separate flue installed in the chimney for a wood burning stove. And it's beautiful. It's efficient. It doesn't take up much space, puts out a lot of heat. And I'm really glad that I got it. I'm learning about how to live with it, when to keep it going full blast, when to shut it down. It's a learning experience, learning to live with wood heat, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, but and it's not just the wood heat, but it, like every installation is different. And that's part of why I think I enjoy the troubleshooting part of my job so much is because, you know, this isn't like a push button install sort of operation. This isn't something you install exactly the same everywhere you go. And then you just sort of deal with whatever. No, it's every installation is different. Every performance is different. The same exact stove. If you move your stove from where it is right now to the other side of the house, even though it's the same stove, even if you move the chimney with it, it's still going to perform differently. And so all of these things sort of have to get taken into consideration. And so it's fun for me to sort of think about and figure out how all of the things are working together and what possible, you know, things might need some shifting around or changing. And it's hilarious to me, actually. I'm not saying I laugh at the customers, but it's actually hilarious to me how people will call in with, oh, I've got some problem and something's doing this. And I'm like, okay, well, tell me about, you know, this, that, the other thing, right? And then they get it out. And, you know, they make one minor adjustment and all of a sudden, oh my God, this is perfect. Oh my God, this is wonderful. I can't imagine the number of emails I get of people just, you know, absolutely raving, you know, about the stove, you know, and especially, you know, when they make a tiny little adjustment, you know, just a quarter of an inch. And then they're like, oh my gosh, like I don't understand how it's so. But it is. Oh, this is fantastic. I'm never going back. And you know what? I'm telling all of my friends and my family. And it's just wonderful to get all of those messages and emails and phone calls and, you know.
It is. Very gratifying. Very gratifying. And the men that work there, they're metal workers for the most part. They could be working at another company, making more money on one hand. On the other, this is for them, it's a labor of love because they know what they're doing is going to impact people's lives in a very positive manner, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the last things I heard was McDonald's is hiring for like $18 an hour. But, you know, that's everyone pretty much knows what's happening there. And, you know, when you come into something and you realize that you're actually making something, you can start the day. And when you end the day, you can see what progress was made. I have a dozen machines sitting here that weren't there before. And then when you get them out the door and, you know, you see, you know, understand that you're making somebody's life better, you know, that you're keeping somebody warm and comfortable, if not alive, because, you know, who's going to trust the power system these days? You know, it really is. It makes a difference in your psyche and your soul to understand that what you do actually matters to people.
That's right. That's right. And that's very gratifying work. I've done that kind of work most of my adult life, and it is very gratifying. Well, the Liberated Rocket Heater is reasonably priced, and if a person wants to save $300, they can do that just by driving to beautiful Bourbon, Missouri and picking up the stove right there, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. I forget the last one that came in, but... yeah, we've probably had, you know, four or five people in the past month come and pick stoves up from us. So,
of course, they get a tour of the factory and get to meet the guys that manufactured their stove, and it's a complete little tour, and helps people understand how special this product is, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we also we have some running in the heater in the factory as well. You know, we've starting to get those tuned out. One of the last gals that came in, she just picking our brains. Oh my gosh, that was her thing. Is I think she honestly just came in because she just wanted to, you know, ask us, you know, play 20 questions and figure out how all of this thing was happening. you know, but that's fine. We actually enjoy it. So, you know, come on out, take a tour, get to know the guys, and learn more about what it is that you're buying, see one in use.
We have a break. Got a question or comment about these beautiful stoves? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Liberated Rocket Heaters is cutting-edge technology. Human beings have used wood for heat for we don't know how many tens of thousands of years. But we have a cutting-edge product here that really changes everything, don't we, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things I like to tell people is, you know, like, look, you know, if you figure the human race is, you know, been a thing for 300,000 years. We've probably been using fire for most of that, but it's really only been since pretty much rocket stoves and the Liberator especially that we've really come to a point where we've been able to get such efficient burning. We've mastered fire now. Where we actually get most of the heat out of the wood and into your home. And so this is sort of what we're all about. And, this is the only thing we make. So, it is what it is. And
well, when you only have one product, you can really focus on the nuances of making it as perfect as possible, can't you?
I would believe that. It's pretty much all that we do. And we focus on, making the best product that we possibly can. We try to bring back some of that, the old school Americana values. Everything's made here in the States, as much of it as possible. I mean, I can't speak on, the products that we buy are made here in the States, but I can't guarantee that everything's sourced in the States. I haven't gone all the way back to wherever it comes out of the ground.
Well, you could trace it back, but we do our best to have all American steel and component parts. That's important for us. And we have all American workers, no illegal aliens allowed in the door, right?
Yeah, no, I think the county's pretty much got that done for us, though. We're pretty far inland and don't really see too much of that. So
Nope, we don't. Absolutely. Well, we move forward, meeting these needs of people. We're in the middle of winter right now, and as I have said frequently, January of last year, people would be waiting 6 to 8 months or even more, wouldn't they?
Yeah, last January we sent out two heaters, and they were both going to people who were like, the county doesn't even know where I am, and nobody cares about codes out here, so just send me what you got. I'm trying to stay warm. Right. And, I don't think it was until about March that we actually started to get some of those first heaters sent out, and they were, they were people that have been waiting quite a while, folks that were placing their orders in January. I honestly can't even remember at this point, but we caught up pretty quick once we got our production spooled up, and we've pretty much haven't really had any sort of extreme wait ever since. We do ask for reasonable 3 to 4 weeks tops to sort of just make sure that everything's right, but that generally allows us to actually do what we do and make sure that everything is in fact right and correct, and that people aren't going to be having any complaints or having to deal with problems, trying to send stuff back or any of that stuff. It's we try to do it right the first time. I just had an email. Somebody was like, oh, well, I had a stove that was really clean. It used a reburner. And I was just like, well, that's because they had to reburn the stuff because they didn't burn it right the first time. If they had burned it right the first time, you wouldn't need a reburner. So
that's right. That's right. Well, these stoves, when they're boxed up, we use a custom made wood crate, no cheap cardboard. Cut the plywood, cut the one bys, and get it all assembled. It's a rare occasion if there's any damage to the stove when it's received that the customer's in, isn't it?
Yeah, I just got a call from a guy that he called me up and said he had some damage to the crate, and I was just like, okay, but how's the stove? Because that's what matters. I mean, right. You're just going to tear the crate apart and either throw it away or burn it. So, how's the stove? And he was just like, yeah, I'll go look at that. Haven't heard back from him. So
right.
I'm assuming it's all right.
Well, if there had been damage, you would have had a phone call really quick, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Oh, I think so. Well, we have, before we get away here, there's several custom colors available at a slight extra charge, aren't there?
Yeah, it's $189, and we had Patriot Blue, Forest Green, and Mojave Red.
Absolutely. Brady, thank you. I'll let you get back to your day, and we appreciate it, and Happy New Year, sir.
That's right. It is a new year. Oh, my.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Thank you. So, by the hour break, we will have open lines. I just got a note from Rondi. She has a conflict and won't be here this week. She'll be back next week. By the hour break, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator Rocket Stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator Rocket Heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's been a struggle. We were down for 2.5 weeks. Website's been back up and running now for 3 days. Finally, everything used to seeing is there. All the different articles, all the more than 200 articles and videos regarding COVID-19. The COVID-19 clot shot, they're all back up where you can review them, research them, and draw your own conclusions. That's what they're there for, to help people make informed decisions about the COVID vaccination and the clot shots, including the videos and articles by Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. You're not going to find any better credentials when it comes to these matters. That's what he spent most of his adult life doing, quite frankly, was developing vaccines on behalf of Pfizer. He says, don't get the COVID vaccination. Don't get the boosters. Simply do not do it. All that's at thelibertyman.com, including, of course, the energy cleaner. If you have issues with pain, it could be arthritis pain, back pain, doesn't matter. The energy cleaner will help. Issues with sleep, same thing. If it doesn't, there's about a 1% chance that it won't. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Check out the details on Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, and, of course, the Micro Plush throws. You already have an Energy Cleaner. Check out the Micro Plush throws. They're elegant. They're cozy. They'll help keep you warm, and you can use them on your couch, on your recliner, on your bed, on your car seat, on your work chair to get that signal as much as possible at thelibertyman.com. Okay, we have open lines here. As I said a moment ago, Rondi has a conflict, won't be with us, and we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. A headline here at the Liberty Daily, tragic headline. We have many tragic headlines. Three Massachusetts police officers aged 25, 42, and 48 passed away suddenly the last 7 days. Well, this is the beginning. We're going to be seeing hundreds, tens of thousands of men and women dying decades before they should be dying. That's going on right now in 2023. It will accelerate as the year goes forward because people out of ignorance and fear continue to get these boosters. It's almost like playing Russian roulette, where every time you spin the cylinder, you put in one more bullet in that six-chamber cylinder to get to the point, of course, where all six cylinders are filled up and you pull the trigger and you're going to die. Good analogy. That's what's going on. There's lots of evidence of the numbers of people who've died. Here's another article here at the Liberty Daily. More than 270 deaths of U.S. athletes after vaccination. This is a peer-reviewed article that documents who these athletes are and the reason they died. The author is Panagis Polycritis. Board certified internist and who's a structural biologist, and then Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a board certified internist and cardiologist. And they cite official data coming from 2021 and 2022. They cite that at least 1,616 cardiac arrests or other major medical issues globally documented in vaccinated athletes. 1,114 of these are fatal. How long can they keep this quiet? Good question. How long can they keep it quiet? I don't know how long they can do that. But that's what they've done pretty successfully so far, is to keep it quiet. And at some point, the floodgates will be open. That's what will happen. At some point, the floodgates will be opened, and a sizable percentage of people will wake up to the fact that they've been lied to, that the vaccines they've rolled up their sleeves for are poison. They'll realize that the love of their life died because of the vaccine, that their child died because of the vaccine, that they no longer can have babies because of the vaccine. At the meetup last night, I mentioned, and I'm not positive it's at my website, Pfizer was forced to release all the side effects. 9 pages, single space of side effects from the COVID clot shot that manufactured by Pfizer. It's, I went through this list and the majority of them are things I never heard of. I'm no healthcare professional, but the majority of those 9 pages were things I never heard of. I'm so glad that I didn't get the swine flu vaccine back in 1976. My wife at the time, who was a registered nurse, she says, John, you don't need that. We had, I think, 6 or 7 people died from that. And it was shut down nationwide, 25% of the population. They did a good job, I have to admit, of convincing people that they should get the swine flu vaccine. So it was shut down after only 6 people died. So going back to this study by Dr. Malone and this other fellow, 190 people died from cardiac arrest in current and former athletes. These are United States athletes, current and former athletes. This does not include deaths of athletes with unknown vaccine status, because it was they wanted to make sure that their findings were rock solid, connected to the vaccine. So we can only speculate about other athletes and former athletes who died after getting the clot shot, because we don't know one way or the other or whether they got the clot shot. We simply don't know. I know that within the military, there's been a lot of careers ruined because of the men and women who refused to get the clot shot. It's a shame that they did ruin their career. There may be some hope of salvaging that. I don't know. But it's better to lose your career than lose your life, isn't it? As I've been saying for about 2 years now, you can always get another job, but you only get one life. Unless you're a Hindu and believe in reincarnation, you only get one life. That's it. So congratulations to those who gave up jobs, changed jobs, were fired because they refused to get the clot shot. Well, congratulations, because you saved your life. You saved your family the grief and the anguish of having to deal with your death. And there's plenty of employment opportunities out there. There's always going to be another job. Always, always going to be another job. No worry, mate. No worries at all. As we move forward into this new year, the real action, I believe, when it comes to the clot shots is children and infants. As of about 3 weeks ago, the FDA approved the clot shots for infants 6 months old and older. That's, in my opinion, it's criminal activity to give that authorization. That's what was done. And I'm sure there's been tens of thousands of parents who took their beautiful infant child to a clinic or a Walgreens or a CVS and got that beautiful, healthy child a clot shot that has a high likelihood of either killing the child, giving the child permanent heart damage, making the child sterile so they cannot have babies themselves. That's what they've done and continue to do. Unfortunately, continue to do. Educate yourself. Before you can educate anybody else, you need to educate yourself. If you have friends that have infant children, if you have adult children yourself that have infant children or about to, educate yourself so you can educate others. You may or may not have success, but you at least need to make the attempt. At least make the attempt. Because if you don't, you'll be angry with yourself and never forgive yourself if your precious grandchild is harmed by a COVID clot shot and you didn't make the effort to inform the parents of the reality of these clot shots. I hope you can do that. All the research material that you need from world-class scientists and doctors is right there at my website, at thelibertyman.com. I'm going to go back to my website right here and see if I can see if those 9 pages are listed there at my website in the COVID section. It's I hope they are. If not, I'm going to work with my new webmaster to get them listed. Looks like we got a caller here. We got, looks like Eileen in Minnesota. Good morning, Eileen.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Wishing the best to all of you. I was calling to highly, highly recommend the show that Doug Hagman had on last night. It's called Delusion into Destruction, and it's one of the best podcasts that I've heard, and I think it's extremely important, and I can't recommend it highly enough, so I'm just calling to let everybody know about that. And it's also over on Brighteon in case Doug's program gets disappeared. And I highly recommend the program. I can't say enough about it. It's featuring Jamie Walden as primary speaker, and then Steve Quayle and Doug Hagman are backup support on that show. And it's all about what's coming. It's about the invasion of America, and I think it's something great to consider, so I just wanted to get the word out on that.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm a regular guest with Doug Hagman. We're great friends, and he's doing some great work, isn't he, Eileen?
Yeah, that's certainly true. We're so grateful for so many people in our community. We're very blessed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything else, Eileen? Okay, thank you.
No, that's mostly it.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye.
I've got here at my website, if you go to the COVID-19 section, article number 7 is the 9 pages showing the hundreds of side effects after the FDA lost the lawsuit and Pfizer was mandated to publish the side effects of the COVID vaccine. This is really important information. Well, our next caller is Rod in Illinois. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, John. I wanted to call in while Brady was on the phone with you in regards to the stoves. And first, before I mention that, I wanted to congratulate you in advance for your big day tomorrow and your lovely lady. I haven't met her, but I'm sure she's a great woman. I'm very happy for you, too. So anyhow, you're welcome. The next topic I just wanted to call about was my Liberator stove, or rocket heater, rocket stove, whatever the exact name is. You said something the other day on the air about you were getting about a whole day of action out of a bag of pellets. I mimicked
hours,
you
yep.
on that.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
I ran mine. We had a real cold blast here in the middle of Illinois, and I ran it continually the whole weekend, sort of analyzing how the pellets work out. It worked flawless. I have a damper installed on mine so I could neck it down at nighttime. And I got right about 22 hours out of one bag of pellets, refilled it, and then the next bag I got about 23. So mine mimicked yours as far as...
pretty close to a day, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and it kept my basement great. So that's most important because that's where I do my business at. But I did want to bring that up. Overall, I'm very satisfied with it. I was going to try it on the next cold spell. I was going to use twigs from the backwoods and see how it performs on that end of things.
Right. Well, don't jam in there too tight. Make sure they're loose enough to feed down the feed tube. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to slowly learn it and see how it performs. Start off with smaller stuff and work my way up. And just a project. I wanted to keep letting you guys know that so that way if there's anybody else who's wondering about if it's worth it, they can have a little bit of update from a customer. I'm not going to put a YouTube video up, but I'm sure they're out there, too. But,
no, there are some.
You know, in regard,
yeah,
I did a little looking around, but, you know, everybody's got their different setups and everything. But the setup you have at home, you have to make it work. So every setup's a little different as far as flues and chimneys and whatnot.
That's right.
And
that's right.
You know, I have a family member, you were talking about COVID shots, and I have a family member who, you know, he's scared to death, and he's in bad shape now because he's had every booster and shot they could sell him, and I'll probably lose him pretty soon. So I'm a firm believer that that shot is behind all this. And
of course.
And it's, shame. It's pretty simple to see. Yeah, it is. But people got to quit being afraid. And I mean, people lived thousands of years before the COVID shot came out. And all of a sudden, just they'll buy anything. So I don't trust all that. But also, if I'm not keeping you too long, you know, it's sort of interesting, that Speaker of the House thing. It's like, how many damn times are we going to vote for this guy? I don't think he must be thick in the head if he thinks he can move into the Speaker's chambers. And there's got to be a point where it's sort of embarrassing. It's like somebody else needs to step up, but makes us all look a little stupid. They keep trying the same thing, and it's not working out. That's my opinion. I'm not really highly into politics, but for Pete's sakes, it's sort of embarrassing to see someone lose over and over and keep trying the same results. So I hear the music. I appreciate your time on the phone.
Okay. Rod, we appreciate the call, as always. Good to hear from you, sir. We have a top of the hour. We have a break. We'll be back and wrap this up.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Thank you.
next bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, tomorrow's a big day for me. I'm getting married to the love of my life. We've got guests coming as far away as Orlando, Florida for this event. Jimmy and his wife, if you're listening, see you tomorrow, guys. And or maybe even tonight. I'm not sure what all the events are going to be yet. But it'll be a great day, and I'm looking forward to starting my new life. When my wife, Dr. Moore, was still able to talk coherently and complete sentences, we talked about God helping find me a good woman. And there's lots of good women out there. And I've got to know a number of great women over the past several years. And this is the one I've picked. And she's picked me. I picked her. And I'm really looking forward to our new life together. It's going to be wonderful, and I do thank everybody for all your congratulations and well wishes. We're not accepting any gifts. We have enough stuff. We don't need any more stuff. We really don't. So we're asking people to make a donation to Republic Broadcasting instead of offering a gift for our wedding. It's just RBN needs the income. I don't. So. Make that donation out to Republic. Make that check out to RBN. The address is right there at the RBN website. There's a way to make a PayPal donation as well. And I'll appreciate it. My bride would appreciate it. And RBN would appreciate it as well. New year ahead of us. I'm looking forward to the new year. I've got a number of interesting projects. Working with my fiance on different projects. She's been very helpful with her unique skill sets that she has, and I'm very grateful for that. Looking forward to doing more with Republic Broadcasting here. There's Republic Broadcasting is a gem in the rough. It really is a diamond in the rough, waiting to be polished up and reach its full potential. I'm so glad I got to visit with Mr. Stattmiller last year. We spent some good quality time together one-on-one, talking about life, talking about RBN, talking about what RBN is and what it could become. And that goal remains. It's still my goal. It's a goal of our hosts here at Republic Broadcasting, of our staff here at Republic Broadcasting, to have RBN reach its full potential. And I'm going to do everything I can to help it do that. That's my goal. And I want you guys to be right in there with me to help RBN reach its potential. Tell your friends and family, your associates, your neighbors about RBN, and let them know the great program we have, the wonderful product we have for sale at the RBM store. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, my lovely state of Missouri, the beautiful large state of Texas. And Lord, please bless the United States of America.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules.
Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.